The log of Dalma Garrick, captain of the starship Rem. Mission: the Hypnos Conundrum. Day one. Just minutes ago, the starship Rem left docking bay 8 at the Reinhard space station. What a sight it was, watching her sleek hull glide smoothly between the docking bay doors, ready to begin its first mission. We're going in search of the fabled Hypnos flower. It's thought to be able to send people into a deep sleep. When it's paired with a cryo chamber, it might finally allow our crews to venture into deep space without aging. Cryo chambers keep space travelers' physical bodies safe by lowering their body temperatures. This flower should help prevent even the slightest bit of aging. Deep space missions can last for months and even years. It's much less stressful on a crew to be able to sleep through much of the travel. So far, we haven't been able to find a way to suspend the normal aging process in order to make such missions possible. But the Hypnos flower might just get us there. Other crews have tried to find it and failed, but this time, with the starship Rem on our side, we're going to do it. Of course, we've taken the Rem out on test flights, but that was nothing compared to this. To sit in the captain's chair on a ship like this and give the order to head out, there's nothing quite like it. I've been a captain for 5 years now, and I spent a good many years as a first officer before that, under the command of then Captain Anders. Now, Anders is an admiral. When she was promoted, that left the starship Northway without a captain, which is how I ended up in the seat for the first time. The Northway was an old ship, but still a science vessel like this one. Everything seemed to go wrong on that ship. The left thrusters went out my first day in command, so we didn't even leave the station. We spent 4 weeks docked for repairs. When the crew went in to fix the thrusters, they found other related issues, and, well, it just went downhill from there. By the time we finally got the Northway out of the station, our mission had been reassigned to the crew of the Oceanus. So we flew back to Interstellar Command and waited for a new assignment. It was a disappointing first mission, to put it mildly. But over the next 5 years on the Northway, we did have our fair share of adventures. The Northway was a good ship to learn on, that's for sure. But this ship, the Rem, is something else. The Rem is a brand new, state-of-the-art, deep space-rated, first-class science vessel. The hull was built from the ground up, all to spec, to be the best of its kind in the fleet. All of the equipment is new. The living quarters have never been touched. The galley has never seen a dirty plate. The cryogenics test lab is the best of its kind. You should have seen the faces of the science officers when they first stepped inside. Sickbay is spotless. The linens are crisp and white, and the doctor's been outfitted with the finest tools of the trade currently on the market. I'm not a doctor myself, but there sure does seem to be every kind of scanner known to the medical field in there. As the captain, of course, I hope nobody ever has to visit sickbay, aside from routine checkups and inoculations before any away missions. But if something did happen, they'd be in good hands. My engineers couldn't be happier with the insides of this ship. The engines are more powerful and more reliable than those of any other ship active in the fleet. When we powered up to leave the station, they hardly made a sound. And they certainly didn't do any of that humming and vibrating the Northways used to do. The ship was as quiet as a mouse.